Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ, still the same yesterday, today, and forever. We are going to learn so much together. Hallelujah. Today, I want to share some few things with you, which I believe will be a blessing to you. I want to show you how to get the most out of 5 Minutes with Pastor T. That's the title of my message today. How to get the most out of 5 Minutes with Pastor T. I want you to turn your Bible to Psalm 119, verse 14. Psalm 119, I'm reading from verse 14 to verse 20 to help you understand some few things. This is David talking. David, the man of God. I believe David was a real success. David succeeded so much. He said, God has made me a wonder unto my generation. In other words, my generation looks at me and they wonder, how come I'm the way I am? And he explains how come he became what he was. How come he succeeded in every single thing that he did, you know, by sharing them with us through the word of God. Now, Psalm 119 verse 14, he says, I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. So he was saying that the way I behave when I see money is the same way I behave when I see the word of God. Isn't that amazing? You see how excited you become when someone dashes you a huge amount of money. Let's say you needed some cash and then someone gave you some money. The way you rejoice. He says, I rejoice the same way in your word as much as in all riches. You see, so one of the things that you should do is to be expectant of the word of God that is coming to you through this platform. 5 Minutes with Pastor T is a platform that God has created to help you grow, to help you know His Word, and to help you understand what His Word says, you see, to help you mature in Him. Because God is not looking for only born-again children. He's looking for mature sons and daughters. Hallelujah. He says, I will meditate in thy precepts. That's verse 15. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. It means that you must think on the Word of God that is coming to you. So if we share concerning something, if we share concerning I'm a saint, or forbid not, whatever it is, I'm rich, whatever it is, you have to meditate on it. How do you meditate? You see, if you can worry, then you can meditate. If you have worried, ever worried, I believe everybody listening to this message has worried some point in time in his or her life. If you can worry, then you can meditate. To worry means to think on the wrong thing, to think concerning problems. To meditate means to think concerning the Word of God. You see, so when the Word of God comes to you like that, if you are going to get the most out of it, you must meditate on what has come to you. First of all, you must be excited about what is coming, because you must see it as the Word of God. You must see it as God Himself talking to you. It's not just a man who has concocted something for you. It's God Himself who is sharing these things with you. Because I'm not sharing my own experience, I'm sharing what the Word of God says. And to get the best out of it, you must meditate in the Word. You must meditate on the scriptures that have come to you. You see, so it's good you don't just sleep by it and listen to it. You know, I know most of us do that. We sleep by the message, when we play it, and then we sleep by it, and then we hear it, we listen to it. But it will do you good if you play it over and over and over and over and over again during the day. You see, to play it over and over again means to meditate. It's one of the ways of meditating. And it's amazing that when you play it once, twice, thrice, you see something else on the second play. You see another thing on the third play. Something else is magnified in the message that you're hearing. So don't just play it once and leave it alone. Yes, I know it's 5 minutes with Pastor T, but you can spend some more 5 minutes during the day with the Word of God. It says, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. You see, I will meditate in thy precepts. The word precept means the word. You know, in this book of Psalms, David used precepts, law, testimonies, ways, and all those things to judgment, for instance, judgment, and all those things to talk about the word. He used them as synonyms to the word of God. Hallelujah. He says, I'll meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. So don't just play it once. Don't just lie by it and listen to it. Play it over and over and over and over and over again. And think on the word that is coming to you, because it's so powerful. It has the power to alter a lot of things. I know it's blessed you. You know, just imagine listening to it just once and the result that has come in your life up to date. And imagine what will happen when you keep listening to them over and over and over again during the day. Hallelujah. This is how to get the most out of 5 minutes with Pastor T. Don't forget, we'll continue again tomorrow. Until then, I love you very much. God bless you. Bye-bye.